Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're going to talk today about attitude and how attitude affects our health. It's very important. And maybe we should define attitude because it's more than just the mind, correct?
Yes, there's so much involved in attitude and really looking at the whole process in that. Matter of fact, I have my 8 pillars of perfect health.
Right, and people can listen to that on our website. We have that on, that can download it.
Yeah, and the last one I had was what I call the Beatitudes. Taking it, of course, from the in Matthew 5, in the Bible, on the Beatitudes, and just how important that is in one's life, health, and just the whole direction that one takes has a lot to do with our attitudes. So it's a mindset, it's the words that we speak, it's the actions we take, just the attitudes that become us. That's where the Beatitudes actually come from. You know, it's the matter of being. And I can see people who can bring their entire health down just by their attitude. You know, allowing things to wear them down and create a lot of the reality in their body. Matter of fact, I can look at someone's blood work and see if their stress, their attitudes in their life is what's really making them sick. So it has a wide influence on not only ourselves, but also those things around us.
Well, I know we've been doing some team building as a staff. We've been outsourcing for that. And this last week, we talked about our filters. You know, what is it in our past experience that causes us to think a certain way? You know, and we all had a scenario, and we had to come to conclusions, and a lot of us, we were assuming things, and everybody was assuming something different.
You know, it's interesting as we do studies on people. We create, our visual field. Really what we see and how we interpret it to our brain. You know, we always have this, the seeing is believing. Well, we really only see 40% of the entire picture in reality from our eyes. We create the other 60%.
And we can do a good job of creating that.
And we can actually create
that. With those filters,
They've taken studies where people were looking at the same situation, went through, and then had people recreate it. You know, on what happened. And nobody has the exact same thing that, that what they all saw at the same time. It was not the same. What people hear, they have proven that people are about 80% inaccurate.
On what they hear.
On what they hear. Most of it is created in our in the images in our brain. So much of what occurs isn't necessarily the reality. It's the reality in our brain that actually creates the situation.
So why is attitude so important?
Well, there's a huge amount of physiological effect on our body.
Well, you said you can look at blood work and see.
We can actually look at the
blood
work. What
attitude's doing to that person's health.
There is a tremendous amount of involvement in all that. So, you know, there's a physiological effect. And then one of the things is it even has an effect on our environment around us.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a study. There's a book out called The Hidden Messages in Water. And it was by Masaru Emoto.
Japanese.
And he did a whole crystal study on words that people speak and the effects on the water crystals and how that actually changes the shape of that. And that's something that's very repeatable. So not only does our attitude and the things that we say have an effect on that, but it also has an effect on our environment. If you right now everybody's into, we got football, we got basketball, and all those types of things going, and there's a huge You can be watching a team, and then somebody fumbles something, and then there's a whole change in attitude from one team to the other. Mm-hmm. And you're watching all of a sudden like a totally different game. Now, what happened? One team's attitude dropped and the other team's attitude went up, and all of a sudden the team that was getting their butts beaten mm-hmm. is all of a sudden now whomping on the other team. Now, what was the difference? The coaching hadn't changed.
Right.
The personnel hadn't changed. It was the attitude of the team. Mm-hmm. The attitude in a business, it creates a lot of the dynamics that actually take place. The attitude in our life really determines a lot of the course and direction. It even can, it has a huge influence on our physiology. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things that we did an experiment, there was a conference that I went to, and they were doing some live cell analysis on blood work was one of the things that they were talking about. And so they asked some people in the audience to come up and have their blood taken. So they took a little bit of smear for the blood and had it down there. And we all kind of watched what was going on. And one guy had an infection going on. And he was tired from the trip. He was kind of discouraged. And we were watching it, and the white blood cells were barely able to go after the bacteria. It was really quite interesting. Mm-hmm. You could just tell that there was just a sluggishness in everybody's
blood. It looked sluggish.
It wasn't moving. The bacteria were running around the white blood cells and saying, na, 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 can't catch me.
I can hear them.
Okay. That was basically it. And then they showed some comedy movie.
Uh-huh. Laurel
and Hardy.
Laugh.
Yeah, and everybody was laughing and everything. And he said, now, I'm going to get the same people, brought them up, and showed them their blood work. And because they had been laughing, all of a sudden their white blood cells were just, it was just totally night and day difference. Mm. All of a sudden the white blood cells were catching those bacteria and there was just nothing that they could do. Mm. So you could see a very visible change in the physiology in people immediately mm-hmm. just by a change in attitude. Just because they were laughing and enjoying themselves,
right.
All of a sudden their entire physiology changed. It's the same in true in sports. All of a sudden, you've got like, hey, we can win. We've got the momentum. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden your entire physiology changed. Then that guy that was right across you on the line, mm-hmm. All of a sudden you're tougher than he is because your attitude's different. Now he's in a different type of attitude, like, oh no, we're losing. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that changed was the differences in attitude.
And I know in our last segment, we're going to have a testimony from one of our patients that really lives this out, this attitude. And she'll talk about, what we tell ourselves. Yes. Words are so effective. And I know the hidden messages in water that you were talking about, we heard this talked about at a conference. Remember Jack Canfield?
Absolutely.
Who writes all those books on the soul. And he was showing the research done with water and our words and certain words and what it did to the formation of that water.
Right. There's actually a change in the crystal structure. Mm-hmm. If you say negative words, you can see the disorganization, and there's just a negative connotation in
kind
those,
of chaos.
Chaos in the water crystals. Mm-hmm. But where if you say love, if you say peace, if you say angel, there is a organization and a beauty in the crystals that just wasn't there before. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is created. Not only that, but they did an experiment where on the other side of the world, they had a large group of people pray at a certain point, and then over in Japan, and then over in a lake in New York, mm-hmm. they actually saw the effects of that.
Yeah, and when you think about it, we're talking about water, and what percentage are we made out of water?
Absolutely. We're born with 70%. We should maintain about 60%, but most people maintain at least a 50% water mm-hmm. in their system. So we carry the effects of the of our attitudes, of our words, of our thoughts in our body. And many times the thing that is holding someone back in their healing is their attitude. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that we really try to do, and most of our patients actually state, is that we bring about a feeling of hope. Mm-hmm. You know, so in our office, having those words of encouragement, having that hope in their lives, all of a sudden starts to make some differences. Mm-hmm. So the negativity that you might get, and one of the things that's a real problem within the medical community, is that there's a whole attitude of negativity that I think helps to create disease and perpetuate disease. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a structure function type of office, we are looking more at a hopeful situation. Mm-hmm. We really never feel that anything is a hopeless situation, and that everything can be improved on and worked on, and that there can always be changes that are made.
Restoring hope.
Restoring hope.
Okay, when we come back, more about attitude and how it affects our health. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Well, let's talk about fascia restrictions. Fascia is kind of like a shrink wrap that surrounds every muscle in our body, and it can become dried out and lose elasticity, leading to more tension and stiffness.
One of the interesting things that they've been doing research, and this has just come out within the last 2 years, is that the fascia is one single organ. It's as much of an organ as your liver, heart, or kidneys. So all the fascia in your body is completely connected with each other and
wow.
intercommunicates with each other. It's the main thing that determines your posture. Matter of fact, it has a very big effect on the nervous system. So as you can get the fascia back into alignment, it can actually change how the nervous system works. And much of the muscle is controlled by the fascia material. And if you look at the low back, it just covers the entire low back.
Really?
So oftentimes your low back problems is connected to the fascia material. Fascia is really where rapid release comes through. One of my good friends, Warren Hammer, that's his main thing, is fascial. Actually, I introduced him to the rapid release. He came to my office. I was working on him, doing some adjustments. And then I took the rapid release and went over it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "What is that?" As soon as he saw the rapid release, it's just revolutionized
it.
His treatment. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the main thing he teaches now, is how to release fascia with rapid release.
A lot of people are tight in their glutes. The piriformis syndrome will get them in a prolonged stretch and run the rapid release over that just for a few minutes. Big changes.
Oh, yeah. It, again, revolutionizes fascial release.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Since 1893, the Wheeler Mission has been ministering to the homeless, poor, and needy in central Indiana. The Prather Practice is honored to be partnering with the Wheeler Mission to help meet the immediate needs of those they serve, and we're inviting you to partner along with us. Right now, the Wheeler Mission has a need for masks, bottled water, and new unopened underwear in all sizes for men, women, and children. The Prather Practice is now collecting these items for the Wheeler Mission, and you can drop off items at our office at 8902 North Meridian, Suite 101. The Wheeler Mission exists to provide Christ-centered programs and services to the homeless and those in need. Their vision is to see every man, woman, and child they serve equipped to be productive citizens who enjoy lasting success in Christ. Your gift turns this vision into reality. Learn more about the work of the Wheeler Mission and how you can help by visiting their website at wheelermission.org.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about attitude and how it affects our health. And, you know, we see people in pain. Mm-hmm. We see people that have been sick for a long time. You know, sometimes my goal that day is to make that person laugh that maybe hasn't smiled since they've been in. But it's really neat to see, as they start feeling better, just the changes in their overall, people start looking younger.
Mm-hmm. Actually, people do get younger.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have that biological age.
Correct.
Right. Right. So many people, you know, expect the doctor to get them well, but really, it's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Correct. There is a lot that I can make changes on, but the idea behind structure function is, when you're talking about the reality, is we are bringing people back into homeostasis, back into a greater degree of health. But it's really the body that's the hero in the structure function. What we are doing is restoring the body's homeostasis, and then the body's taking that homeostasis and then dealing with whatever problem that they are dealing with. I don't actually treat cancer. I don't treat cardiovascular disease. I don't treat MS. What I do is I bring the body back into homeostasis, and then the body fixes itself.
Mm.
So it's a different mindset. It's a different way of approaching the health needs of an individual.
Right. Well, let's talk about what affects attitude.
Two things. One is our perceptions. What is our view? What is it that we have as filters on interpreting what's going on? As I said, people look at the same situation, and most of what we see is not reality. It's what's really created in our brain.
Wow.
And how we interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take people on a regular basis, and one of the main problems that people have is they think that their filters and what they see and how they interpret things are actual reality.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the fact.
It was interesting when we did this as a group,
And it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. The true reality of the situation, if it's stopped, dissected, and really gone over, it's usually false. As a matter of fact, if you're looking at eyewitness accounts of a situation, 80% of the people get it totally wrong.
Yeah.
And many times, how we're interpreting what's going on in our lives and the reality of things is not actually accurate.
Yeah.
We overplay things. We overanalyze. One of the interesting things, even on pain perception, I've read a lot of studies on pain, had a lot of background on it. And if you take men who have been into war and people who have the same injury in a civilian, one of the things, like, let's say you're in wartime and you have your big toe blown off, okay? Or if you're just on the construction job and you lose a toe, the perception of the guy in the wartime, he's seen people blown apart. And they ask him, well, you know, how are you doing with the pain level on your losing your big toe? He says, oh, it's no big deal. No problem. You know, I'm fine. No, I don't need any morphine or anything like that. It's just a big toe. Whereas the guy who wasn't expecting it, who lost his toe, give me something. This is just way too much pain. I can't stand it.
Right.
And there was no difference between the injuries.
Right.
It was completely the perception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you put it into a different type of perception, your pain level changes dramatically.
Yeah. It was interesting. I had a little meltdown this past weekend. We're laughing because it wasn't funny at the time,
no,
was it?
No, it was not.
Just life got a little overwhelming.
Right.
And when you're in this profession and helping people and healing people, it can
take a lot out of you.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can't do that. But as I was complaining and moaning, and what did you say to me that kind of woke me up? And it was all out of love, I know.
I said, you've got a lot of complaints, but this is nothing compared to the average person, what they're going through.
Right,
you know,
right.
We
put
really
it in reality.
We really don't have anything to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
You should get, you know, a real problem.
Yeah, but for me, I need to be honest with what I'm feeling.
Of course.
And once I get it on paper or I journal it, you know, and get with God, and mm-hmm. that's what I needed to do, then things become clearer to me.
And we find that people are talking about their illnesses and their problems that they're actually experiencing. And one of the things that happens is if you start concentrating on others and start to help others, then your symptomatology, your problems actually start to decrease. Mm. So again, our perception can change our reality. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a true physiological changes that take place in that type of situation.
Well, you talked about the white blood cells.
Right, the immune mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. It's very well proven that the immune system is directly related to our attitude. Mm-hmm. So if we are depressed, if we are overwhelmed by our problems, if it's a woe is me, there's no way out of this, I'm stuck, this is a horrible situation, our immune system literally drops, mm-hmm. which can create a lot of health issues.
Right.
Autoimmune diseases, infections, cancer, cardiovascular disease, all those things can start to accumulate in our system. And the attitude that we have starts to create the reality. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that is very, very important. Jack Canfield actually lives that.
Yeah. You know, you were really impressed with him, weren't you?
You read all these books by him about all these positive
chicken
type
soup.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicken Soup and his whole series mm-hmm. along those lines. But the reality is this guy actually lives it.
Yeah, you saw him. What was it that you saw? And he's a very much a proponent for chiropractic.
That's a huge proponent. Mm-hmm. He loves chiropractic. Just really promotes it and devotes a lot of time that he doesn't have to mm-hmm. promoting chiropractic. And he was going to be speaking. And he was back there, and there was a janitor back there, and he was just finding out everything about that guy. I mean, by the time these two were done, the janitor was convinced that was his best friend. Mm-hmm. And they're talking away, and they're saying, Jack, you know, at the front of the podium, Jack Canfield, you know, can you please?
It's time for him to come up.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, where is he? And I knew that was Jack Canfield, and I reached over and said, hey, Jack, you know, you need to go up there.
They're calling you. He was more concerned, interested in the person.
He was more interested in the janitor that was right there. And he went up there and started speaking. And the janitor was standing right beside me. And he says, that's the speaker.
He didn't even know who it was.
He was like, that was the guy who was just, you know. Uh-huh. And he was blown away that he was that interested in him. And he really does. Every single person is important to him, just so important.
Isn't it important? I hear, you know, we need to be curious people.
Yes.
We need to be curious, you know, about, you know, ourselves and other people.
Right.
You know, before we jump to conclusions.
Oh, yes. And the judgments. And mm-hmm. it has a negative effect on our system. Our hormones are directly related to our emotions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, if we are all worried, and our whole physiology changes through our hormones. Mm-hmm. There is an absolutely direct. Now it goes the other way. Sometimes, if you don't have your hormones right, that can affect your emotions.
Right.
But you can turn that around and have a huge influence on that.
What about sleep patterns?
Very important that you get the proper sleep, because that can start to affect, you know, our emotions, our whole system. And then when we're worried and bothered, then we can't sleep. Mm-hmm. And that creates a whole physiological type of effect. Mm-hmm. So there is so much type of influence with our immune system, with our hormones, mm-hmm. With our sleep patterns.
And I think, you know, there's that analogy, and you can help me with this, but we were just at a conference with the top chiropractors in the nation, and one guy was pretty young, and his practice was doing really well, and it was keeping him up at night. It's doing so well. He was fearful. Like, we've been in this business 30 years, and it's like, we were telling him, just let go. You know, it's like those monkeys in captivity. You put a bottle out there with peanuts, and they put their hand in there and hold on to those peanuts, and then are caught. They'd rather be caught and hold on than let go and be free.
Correct. And we live so much like that, and we're just like the monkeys so oftentimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about treatments that are available to help you with your attitude.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My family can eat too. They take that flimsy paper plate, pile it up like it was their last meal, go down the gravy bowl, squish a hole in the top, and cover the whole thing in gravy like a cholesterol volcano. And it always asks that same blessing. They're like, Lord, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. Now, I know the Lord works miracles, but you have got to meet him halfway. Bible says your body is a temple, not a drive-through. Jesus fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, not 5 Krispy Kremes and 2 Bojangles biscuits. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
50% of everyone who suffers from severe headaches, where they have at least about a week, a month where they have headaches, about 50% of them have quit going to doctors because they have not found any type of a relief. So that's why we want to bring up the basics of structure function care, because a lot of people haven't tried that. The reason that we are not doing very well with headaches is because structure function care has not been researched enough and has not been implemented in many of these people's care. So if we could start to implement the structure function care, we would see much better results. And we see that in our office. We've had people who've been around to all the major headache clinics in the entire world, have been working on it for years and years and years, and finally got relief after starting our structure function program.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, today we're going to be talking about our attitude and how it affects our health. And Dr. Prather, what treatments do you have, you know, that are available that will help someone's attitude? And when we talk about attitude, are we talking about, you know, more than the mind? You call it the mind, the will, the emotion.
Yes, there's actually a lot of different aspects to going into who and what we are and understanding that. But yes, as we're looking at that, you have mind, will, and emotions are a lot of the basis of what we're talking about. The first thing that is the emotional aspect. You know, how can we help people with different types of emotions besides going on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicines? What do we have that can be helpful along those lines? And actually, that's one of the most common things that people are coming in with to our office.
Is anxiety.
Anxiety and depression is a very, very big part of what we work with. And one of the main complaints that people have, and one of the most common things that I hear from people, is I want to get off my antidepressants and I want to get off my anti-anxiety medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do we have along those lines? And we actually have a tremendous number of ways of dealing with that.
Okay.
One of the most common things that we have is what's called flower remedies. And those have been around since a very, very long time. And they are specifically to deal with uplifting on emotions, depression, any type of an emotional type of a problem that people have. There is something called Bach flower remedies that have been around since 1800s. And Dr. Bach was one of the most famous physicians in England. And he had come up with the whole program of working with flowers to get people's emotions much better. And one of the things that he discovered, that when he went into funeral homes, he would actually find that people would relax, that there would be a change. And the main thing that he found on that was that they were surrounded by flowers. Mm-hmm. And he saw how flowers changed people's emotions, and he started to do a lot of studies on that. And he came up with a series of flower remedies that would be helpful for people's emotions. And so it became sort of a set type of thing. They've added other different types of flower remedies. There's a whole series of garden remedies. There's a whole series of Australian flower remedies that works on the emotions. And we can get some very dramatic changes on everything.
And it's liquid, right? It's not like people are eating like
flowers,
flower petals.
No, it's actually liquid to help with all that. And that's one of the basic types of things that we have for the emotional centers and can make some really, really dramatic changes.
And I can attest to that, you know, with the flowers. And it has a kind of a calming, peaceful.
It does. And going into gardens, and gardeners always live longer than everybody else. And so that all has a very, very big effect on what's going on. There are also a whole series of homeopathics that work along those lines. The other way that we can help out people is by working on their hormones and fine-tuning their hormones, because your hormonal system has a tremendous effect on your depression, anxiety, the thought patterns that you have. If your hormones are off, it's very difficult to control your emotions, because there's a direct correlation between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out whether people are off on their hormones and what do we need to add into their system to get that balanced out and get that changed.
Well, and one thing we found out, I had that meltdown I shared, and that was a lot of hormonal imbalance.
That was definitely involved with some hormonal
imbalance.
Yeah,
that we worked on Monday morning.
Yes, we got right on that.
Uh-huh.
And it made an immediate difference.
Mm-hmm.
So having a good understanding of the hormones has a great effect on what's going on. Even your mineral balances. If you're off on your copper-zinc ratio, that's a very common reason for actually some rather bizarre behavior. If you are way off on that, it changes the brain chemistry. The minerals has a huge effect on that. And one of the common things that we see is that people who are very high on copper, low on zinc, that they can actually become suicidal for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some very dramatic changes in people who were on suicide watch once we got their copper-zinc ratio balanced because of the strong effect on the brain.
You wonder, you hear about people that commit suicide and nobody had any idea that it's like a sudden thing, or if something was going on physiologically, you know, that never got addressed.
And I had a friend who was suicidal, very good friend when I was going through chiropractic school. So I did some research on it, found out about that, types of changes, had him checked, and found that changes, and then got that corrected. And it was amazing, the difference. And I've had many a patient who had those particular problems and issues and saw some dramatic changes once we got their minerals balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
So finding the homeostasis for people is a very, very important aspect.
So in treatment, you're talking about flower remedies, balancing hormones, you know, balancing minerals.
Mm-hmm.
What other things do you do for treatment for, you know, the mind, the will, and the emotions?
Well, the interesting thing is acupuncture is surprisingly, amazingly quick changes on anxiety levels.
Mm.
That is one of the things that people come in and are referred in for insomnia. I had a law student who actually referred in like 15 other law students because they were all so anxious and uptight, and gave them some acupuncture, and word spread pretty quickly how much more relaxed they were. It makes some immediate changes, so you can get some excellent changes along those lines. We also have auricular therapy, which works specifically on balancing out the nervous system. One of the main issues that people have is that their nervous system can be out of balance. In the autonomic nervous system, you have two different systems that are going on, parasympathetic, which would be rest and digest, and then you have the sympathetic, which is fight-flight. And if you're stuck in that sympathetic mode, it will change the entire way that your body operates.
How many people do you think are walking in your doors stuck in that?
Oh, about 80%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the major problems that people have, and it creates a endocrine issue where you're constantly being exposed to the cortisol, and then you start to have some insomnia, your digestion doesn't work, your immune system drops. All of that's so interrelated that the stress and the anxiety can just be something that can eventually kill you.
Do you feel like this is on an increase? We're hearing so much more about antidepressants, and you know, I'm hearing about kids going on it and Adderall for focus. You know, does there just seem to be just more anxiety in the world?
Yes, and there are many reasons for that. One, the family structure. You know, that created a lot of stability for people. And as the family structure has gone down, you don't have that support system.
Mm-hmm.
There is a greater stress. People are working harder for less money. So there's that issue. We have much more of a consumer type society.
I'm ready to take a technology fast. In fact, I'm doing it one day a week on Sunday because it's just overwhelming. I said, if someone, one more person asked me what my username and password, if I have to, you know, how many username and passwords do we have? It's ridiculous. And then my iPhone, they said, well, you can get this app and put all your username and passwords, but I don't have enough data on my phone. It's just,
you almost swore there.
I did. Well, let's talk about, you know, some practical principles about our attitude, you know, what we let into our mind, how to have a balanced life.
One of the things is we need to cut down on how much stress is coming in. You know, we don't necessarily have to read about every single problem in the entire world. Mm-hmm. You know, cutting down on our input for all the stress that's going on. We don't have to know everything that's gone wrong in everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have instantaneous where people can contact us and we can't get away from anybody because
we can turn our phones off.
We can turn our phones off. You know, we need to have those social connections, and you can't develop that same type of social connection through electronics. It has to be a situation where you have that eye-to-eye contact with people to really be able to get the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a tremendous amount that we can do. One, we can slow down. We can smell the roses, literally.
Mm-hmm.
We can develop the relationships that we need to make our life a lot more sane. People who are married live longer. People who have a lot of social contacts are healthier. So, you know, developing those types of social relationships are important. One of the things that I had heard was there was a book out called Refrigerator Rights, which I thought was very fascinating. They said you can actually tell and measure your social connection with people on how many people have refrigerator rights in your house or you have refrigerator rights in theirs. And what does that mean? It means that when you walk in, you have full permission to open up the refrigerator, look and see what's in there, and then take out something that you might want without really asking.
Mm-hmm.
And refrigerator rights means that you have a close relationship with that particular individual, that you have that social connection, that you actually share food.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, very important part of your whole social life.
What else? What else do you find helps, you know, with the attitude and with health?
I think counting our blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too
being
oftentimes,
thankful.
Yeah, too oftentimes we're just about what we don't have. You know, and then you stop and realize there's an awful lot of the world that don't have enough food. Mm-hmm. You know, their kids are starving. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are going through serious diseases, and we get all upset because life isn't going perfectly as we would like it to. Mm-hmm. And we get upset over stupid stuff that the rest of the world would probably say, wow, that's really dumb. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're going to starve, not like you're going to be out, you know, homeless. You need to have a better perspective on what your life is like and be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gratitude is very important. I saw this saying, a stumbling block to the pessimist is a stepping stone to the optimist. Well, stay tuned. When you come back, we're going to hear from a patient of ours that has an attitude that's contagious.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health, and that's based on a balance of the physiology functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. Finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Friends and relations, send salutations. Oh, as sure as the stars shine above.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about how attitude affects our health. And we wanted Mary Jo, one of our patients, to join us for this segment because she has such a remarkable attitude. Well, Mary Jo, you had shared with me previously that you were widowed at the age of 37 with two small children. At that time, you didn't know how to drive a car or write a check because your husband had handled those things. Well, let's start with the story of how you learned to drive a car.
My friends wanted to teach me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think that was a good idea. So I called a driving school, and he came out. I didn't even know what kind of car I had. I mean, that's how I didn't know what I was doing. And so he took me out, and after a week, I got my driver's license.
Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds crazy in today's world when all
right.
our youngsters are going to driver's ed and all this kind of thing. But I got my license. But the thing about is, talk about positive. This just came to me again.
Uh-huh.
He said, now, you're going to have to do a favor for me. And I said, what's that? He said, you're going to have to lie.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have to say that you had a driver's license 7 years ago, but you let it expire.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, why is that? He said, because if you did, well, then they would just give you another one. But if you have a new one, you're going to have someone drive with you for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that has a driver's license. I said, I'm 37 years old. Come on, this doesn't make any sense. And so I said, well, I'm not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
So what I did is I looked up the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, the commissioner, wrote him a letter, told him my situation. I got a phone call from him.
Uh-huh.
He said, I want you to know that I really admire your integrity.
Uh-huh.
He said, when I got your letter, I thought I had to call you. And he said, but I hate to tell you this, Mary Jo, but I cannot tell them at the driver's branch to do that.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the rule. But it's not a law. It's a rule. And I can break the rule.
Uh-huh.
So if you would like, meet me at the fairgrounds and I'll give you your test.
Uh-huh.
I drove around the fairgrounds one time.
Uh-huh.
Got my license.
His license.
Now, that's been a long time, so he's never going to get in any trouble because of this. And I couldn't even tell you his name if I knew it. So it didn't give me much knowledge, except I knew how this driving a car was fun.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about one thing you've shared with us here at the office, because everybody here at the office knows when Mary Jo comes in, you know, you're going to always have a smile on your face. You're always positive. And you've had some hard things in life. But you had mentioned your dad told you something that really stuck with you that you kind of live by. And what is that?
Well, this is the most wonderful thing. He said a lot of wonderful things, too. So did my mom. But he said, honey, if something comes to you, a really good thought, when you're talking to a person, if you like something they have on or you like what they said or anything, if it just hits you in your heart, he said, say it. Because if you don't, it's like throwing it on the ground and it'll never go anywhere. But this is what I think made me feel even more close to this remark. Mm-hmm. He said, but here's something you should never, never, never do. I said, what's that, Daddy? He said, it's called flattery.
Mm.
And flattery is very bad. And it means that you want somebody to do something for you or give you something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so that is what you should never do. But if you have a good thought, say it immediately.
Mm-hmm. You had wise parents, didn't you?
Oh, so blessed.
Uh-huh.
Blessed. I've been blessed my whole life.
And I keep hearing you saying, I'm blessed. And it's that gratefulness. You know, it's so important. We can always find things to be thankful for. So when you're feeling down or feeling gloomy, what do you do? What kind of process do you go through?
Oh, that's so easy. There's
uh-huh.
not even hardly a process. Because I know, I mean, I don't even have headaches.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a headache.
Mm-hmm.
But because I won't let me have a headache,
uh-huh.
I just say to myself, I feel fabulous. But I don't have to believe it.
Uh-huh.
I just say it.
Say it.
Because my brain is an organ that makes things work. It doesn't do my thinking for me. And I learned that as I got older.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, nope, I'm just going to say, I like the rain. The rain comes down. It makes change the seasons. It makes things more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Makes things clean and refreshed. And then I dress for the rain. If it's the snow, it's the same exact way. But the whole thing is, I really truly believe that if you say the good things in your brain, they will reflect.
And there's a lot of research on what we say affects how we feel, the words we say, and that's so important. You know, the other thing is you said we can say your age because it's just amazing. You're 86 years old. You work how many hours a week as a realtor?
At least 10.
You're still working full-time as a realtor. You come in here and you have so much energy. What do you attribute that to? You know, how do you take care of yourself health-wise?
Well, I've always been interested in good nutrition and exercise when I was younger, but not like we are today. I mean, they didn't have places to go and exercise emporiums, you might call them, some of them. But the whole thing is I knew that your body had to move. And so I was a homemaker, remember. I wasn't out in the workplace. These are the things that I just learned from reading and listening. And I love books. And so I would read things about nutrition. And I love cooking. I didn't even know how to cook one thing the day I got married. But I found a wonderful cookbook that I got for a wedding present.
Well, I remember the first time you came here, we were doing a lecture series, right? On wellness and the 8 pillars of perfect health. And what interested you, and I know you come in for adjustments and for massages on a regular basis. How does that help your health?
Oh, my golly. I mean, it's amazing what it'll do for you. I could come in and have a long day, been working in and out of the car, up and down, and I just relax, and then massages, you just go into another place. I mean, it takes everything away from you and just put you in a fabulous place. I really think it's a major part of being healthy. And I think as the older you get, the more you even need it.
Right.
I love it so much.
Well, thanks, Mary Jo. You know, if someone's out there and really wanting to be encouraged and how do I change my mindset, what would you say to them?
Well, the first thing I'd say is, every time a negative thought comes in your mind, cancel it out completely. Don't even let that negative thought stay there. And think of a positive thing. There's plenty of positive things to think of. You're alive. You're able to speak. You're able to see. You're able to hear. And even if you aren't, you're alive and you have people around you. I mean, life is absolutely beautiful. And I'm not a Pollyanna at all, because I know a lot of things that happen, as I told you. But the whole thing is if you start saying negative things to yourself, they will just become part of you. I will not let that happen. I mean, people will say to me, oh, don't get old, or don't get this, or oh, I ache. And I said, cancel. What do you feel good about? Let's find out something you feel good about. And it's amazing how that can just change, really. Even for one little quick thing, I mean, you're out with people. People will start talking about maybe somebody that's not there and in a negative way. And I thought about the person that they're talking about, and I thought of a really wonderful thing they did. And I said, you know what? I never thought that way about her. Then I said the good thing. And before that afternoon was over, they were all talking about the good things that they know about that person. And I thought, look at the impact we have with our mouth. I mean, they all gathered in and was saying bad, negative, and then if just one person will bring in the positive, it's amazing. Because I've had it happen so many times, and I do it just for the heck of it, just to say, I'm going to see if I can change this. I didn't think that the first time I said it, but now I do, and it's amazing.
Wow. And everything that you're sharing is, I mean, every time you walk in this office, you just bring a ray of sunshine and that positive energy, and you just emulate that. And so we just want to thank you, and we're thankful for you. And
I'm thankful to God. I tell you, that is the key spirit in me. If it wasn't for God's goodness and God's graciousness, I wouldn't be this positive and happy today. And I just think that that all comes from God.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary Jo, for your time. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you.
connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.